Hello.
This is Carl calling back from customer service. How may I help you?
I need to cancel something that charged me $67, and I need to have a refund for that $67.
All right, ma'am. Can I start by getting your zip code so I can pull up your account?
20904.
Okay, can I have your first and last name?
Kim Burton.
All right, I do have your account pulled up. Can you verify the address for me for security purposes?
2923 Marlow Farm Terrace, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20904.
All right, ma'am, so I do have your account loading up. Just give me a couple moments while it loads, okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, so your account just pulled up, and you say you want to go ahead and cancel your membership?
Whatever the membership, I didn't join the membership, anything. So, yeah.
Okay. So, I do have your membership canceled, and I can't give you a 35% refund of this charge.
No, I need a full refund of that charge.
All right, ma'am. As a courtesy, I can't offer you a 50% refund, but I can't go any higher than that.
I need a full refund. I did not make a purchase at any hardware store or authorize anything from a hardware, anything.
Okay, ma'am. Do you recall the original purchase of $70.95 for the cookware set?
It wasn't a purchase. It was shipping and handling for a free gift from taking a survey. That's what it was for. It wasn't a purchase.
Okay, well, paying a shipping and handling fee does count as a purchase. However, that was actually a sweepstakes. And within the terms and conditions on the website, it does outline that you have a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning. And if you don't win...
Go ahead.
And if you don't win, then you'll be enrolled into a membership that gives you more chances of winning every month you're charged.
I wasn't on the website. It came over my phone. So maybe the website says something different than the mobile app. I don't know. But I read it, and I did not see anything that would charge me any money. It said something about being at chances to win, but that came after you paid the $7.99 for shipping and handling. And so, therefore, I couldn't undo it. I would have undone it had I seen that it was a sweepstakes and not something that was an actual appreciation for having taken a survey. If I had seen that before the shipping and handling, then I would not have paid the shipping and handling. So, therefore, I wouldn't have been enrolled in any kind of anything that charges me $67 a month. So I want a whole refund. I want 100% refund.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand, but it's company policy
because
that
it wasn't disclosed. It was non-disclosure of the information until after the charge. And the information came after the charge. And it didn't say anything about $67 a month.
All right, ma'am. I do understand, but it is outlined within the terms and conditions that if you don't cancel your account within a certain amount of time, it does charge the full price of the membership. And I'm only...
It didn't tell me that I was enrolled in any account. After it said that I was going to be, that it was part of a sweepstakes, that's all that I saw. I didn't see anything else.
Okay, ma'am. It was outlined within the terms and conditions on the website. And I can only offer you up to a 50% refund of the charge.
Okay, who can give me a 100% refund? Who is that person? That's the person I need to talk to.
Well, our supervisors do go by the same protocol, so they'll tell you the same thing, ma'am.
Okay, let me talk to them because I'm getting ready to put in a fraud case.
All right, ma'am. Just okay. Give me 1 second and I'll talk to them for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, ma'am. So I did speak with the supervisor and they told me to give you a full refund. You should receive your refund back within 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you so much. Can I have a confirmation of that?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm ready.
Okay, C is in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
263.
Yes.
469.
Yes.
896.
C is in Charlie, 263-469-896.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your ID number or name?
My name is Crow, K-R-O-W.
Thank you so much, Crow. I appreciate your help.
No problem, ma'am. I thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.